Because there is no distance or separation between the self and your thoughts or your moods or emotions. No distance at all. Just like there's no distance between the pot and the clay. The very self, the very being, the consciousness that your emotions enjoy, the existence, the being that your emotions enjoy, is yourself. Because that's so, and because the source of ananda the beloved wholeness is the very swarupa of yourself, your mind, when it is feeling distressed or hurt, agitated or in pain, simply needs to relax or fall back on, recognize the very self that is its truth. We have so many different techniques or ways to help the mind relax. Many involve one form or another of being a good friend to your mind, of loving your mind, of caring about its feelings. Of having empathy. For the hurts or pains. Or worries that the mind is having. Empathy is like this. If someone has hurt you, whether from the past or in the present, whether it be a complex from the past or a present event, empathy is saying you are hurt, acknowledging this has really hurt you, and I understand why you feel that way. So that part that's hurt feels cared for and seen and understood. once the part that's upset or hurt or agitated has been seen, has been cared for, then you can bring in your knowledge or your ananda. You can say things just like, just relax into me. I will hold you. However you bring, in whatever form, you bring your mind back to your knowledge. It's helpful to have that empathy first, to understand. What is not empathy would be something like, telling the hurt mind, don't be hurt. Telling the agitated mind, don't be agitated. It's not right to be agitated. There's nothing to be agitated about. There is something to be agitated about because you're agitated. And there's something to be hurt about because you're hurt. Empathy means I acknowledge the pain, the reality of the pain on the level that it's taken place. And then I can help to solve the problem. This calms, deeply calms and relaxes the mind. And it's something to do, something to practice until it becomes just the natural way of things. The source of what heals is your very self. And the love that's required to free the mind is not away from the mind. Your empathy brings the mind into a state where it can feel. The love that illumines it. If it's gotten itself into an emotional state that makes it feel isolated from that. The empathy helps the mind to drop its tension. And in the release of that tension, it naturally feels soothed.